Kom len la blak gemode, ter schedish kislev, all of the schedish kislev, we're on that peches amid aleph, we're up to the two dots. Tzadik amid aleph, sorry, the tzadik amid aleph by the Mishnah. Kol midrash of the midrash, all those measuring cups we had in the base of midrash. If you remember, we had a machlekes Rameir and the Chacham Rameir says there were two measuring cups for an yisara, and one that was heaped and one that was flat, and then they had one half a yisara. The Chacham said there was only one yisara and it was flat, it was level. Kol midrash and midrash, all those measuring cups in the base of midrash, hayin nigdoshes, they were all heaped up. Seems like this is a new tana, not either Rameir or the Chacham. Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, except the Mishal Gadol, Shoye Goitcha L'Teicha, because they had a wider cup for the Kohen Gadol, according to the Tanna, therefore, you didn't have to heap it, it could be in level, it would be the same amount. Midas Halach, when it comes to liquids, Beiru Tzehen, the part that's about the rim, a little bit above the cup itself, Kodesh, is also considered, is also sanctified. And if it stays overnight, it becomes possible, but a Midas Hayavish, when it comes to the dry measures, Beiru Tzehen Chol. But when it comes to dry measures, that which is above the level remains chol, does not become sacred. Why not? So Rabbi Kiva says, Midas halach kodesh. You know why? When it comes to liquids, it's holy. Leficha because the liquid itself on the bottom is also holy. And therefore, beirut saying kodesh. Therefore, what's on top is holy. Midas ayavish. When it comes to the dry chol, since the dry part itself inside the cup is not sacred, Rabbi Kiva holds that the cups itself did not sanctify the dry. Let's say the flour. Leficha beirut saying chol. If anything heaped on top is also mundane. Rabbi Yehi says, no. Everything was holy. No, Mishum Zeh. That's not the reason why. He said, very simple logic. Halach, when it comes, we're just finishing the Mishnah and responding more just for you. When El Shalach, when the liquid, he said, when you pour liquid into a cup, what happens is that which is sitting on the bottom of the cup rises. So therefore, it became holy in the cup and then it just rose. So that's why everything stays holy, even the part that's above. Shalach neka, so you uproot the bottom and it goes to the top, rises to the top. About yavish ein neka. When it comes to yavish, the yavish stays on the bottom. When you pile in the flour, let's say, whatever's on the bottom is on the bottom, it just piles on top. So therefore, whatever's outside the keli did not become holy. That's the reason why. But everything inside the keli, whether it's a yavish or a lach, becomes holy. Says but first of all, Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah, it says all the different vessels in the base of Migdash, we only know there's only two. There only two vessels, and only one of them was heaped. And here it says all the vessels in the base of Migdash were heaped. And here, Rabbanan, Chod, Umochav, the Taka one, but that one was level. Not two. Amrav Chizdelei, Lamedet Meiz HaMeir. Umay, Kol Midas, Kol Medidas. You know what it means? All the measures? It means Kol Medidas. It's only one cup. But every thing that they measured, they always made sure that they piled it high.
When you say it's a different cup, is the physical feature of a cup one cup?
That's what we thought. We thought that it says all Kol Medidas.
How do you make physical features of a cup to be...
What do you mean? Kol Medidas, the Gemara thought, is one for Yisarin, one for two Yisarin, one for three Yisarin. It's Kol Medidas. Sounds like there's a whole bunch of different cups. So Gemara said, no, there's only one cup for Yisarin. And that cup, regardless if you were measuring the two or the three, because you had to do it two or three times, you always heaped it up. Midas halach, when it comes to liquids, beirut saying kodesh, that which is above the line is kodesh. When it comes to dryavish, above the line is not kodesh. The Maika Mifgi, what's the machlekes? The Tanakamas of the opinion, midas halach, when it comes to liquid, the measure, the Tanak, there are three opinions here. The Tanak Kama says all of them. Says the midas halach when it comes to liquids nimshecha those kelim were anointed became holy beim b'fnim whether inside of the keli or beim mechutz whether outside of the keli yavesh but when it comes to the yavesh the dry ones nimshecha b'fnim they were anointed inside v'le nimshecha b'mechutz so therefore when it comes to liquids since inside and the rim and everything else became holy so even that which is heaped above becomes holy. When it comes to lach, only the inside of the keli was sanctified. So anything above that is not holy. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, no, he goes a step further. He says that the entire midas halach, the entire midas hayavish never became holy. He holds midas halach. The reason why lach is holy because side the keli, side above the keli was anointed. Therefore, everything there is holy, including what's above. Nimshecha mei b'vnim b'mechutz. Midas Yavesh, when it comes to the dry, Lanimcha Kalikir. However, when it comes to Midas Yavesh, when it comes to the dry things, they weren't anointed at all. So not only the part above is not holy, even the part inside the cake of the flour does not become holy. But Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi holds, Idi v'idi nimshcha mevnim v'leim v'chutz. Rabbi Yossi holds that no, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's whether it's a liquid, whether it's a solid, the inside of the keli became holy, but leim v'chutz, not the outside at all. So therefore, by dry things, anything above the line does not become holy. But we know what, you know why by liquid does? Because the bottom contents rises up, and therefore it was already inside the keli. And time the lach neker umigava de monaka osi is coming from inside internally from the keli, therefore became holy already.
When you prepare an offer, you should bring flour and you put it into a keli, you mix it.
Yeah, I know.
So where, how do you arrive at the measure? Does the keli that you...
There's another keli for measuring, yeah.
So what do you say? In Menachos, do you say the keli that the mixing is Mekadesh?
Both. The oil is Mekadesh and the keli for the oil.
The
flour is Mekadesh. That's called Yavish. The Yavish is the flour.
So the Mincha has not become Kadesh when you're doing the mixing. It's already Kadesh from before?
Yeah, but not by flour. The flour does not become Kadesh. Because he just said that the keli of Kiva holds, the keli of flour not holy. Holy. Yeah, the keli itself is holy. As soon as you put it in.
It's not the mixing bowl that makes the menachos.
No, it's putting it in the klei shadus, yeah. The hayyavish ain't a necker, when it comes to the dry flour, it doesn't rise up, it stays on the bottom. The chinek, if any mother, okay, I don't understand this whole logic. So what's Abiyesi saying? Because the liquids rise up. But the fact is, when you put it in, you didn't have in mind that the part sticking out of the keli should become holy. So why does it become holy? Who cares if it happens that way? But your intention was that that comes in first, and then it should rise to the top, and I don't care where it is, it should be holy. That was never your intention. So what? His intention was to have the exact measurement, and anything above the line, he didn't care about. We had a discussion before whether a clay shudders. We had a machlekes of a clay shudders can make kodesh something which you didn't have intention. The kaidim go to work even though that wasn't your intention. So you'd have to say that it does. Even though you had no intention, since the oil went into the kaidim and rises, it becomes holy regardless of whether your intention was that or not. Comes along Ravina, he'll tell you, maybe I can tell you, clay shodis ain't mekachin el medas. Ravina will tell you that really clay shodis is not mekadish only if you know about it. So how come the contents of the keli when they rise it becomes kodesh by a liquid? Gzeida, it's only rabbanon. Shema, people will see, observe what's going on. They see something inside the keli, and then they see you taking the top off and using it for yourself. So they'll think, these kalim don't make anything holy. They'll put things into klei shodis, and the thing is not holy yet. You can take out from a klei shodis, put it in a chayil. Rav Zeira has a question. It says, if you organize the lechem aponim, you're supposed to organize it on Friday, and then it's ready, and then the following day you put it on the table, and then the following Shabbos you take it off and you bake it. What about Sidiris Alechem? You organize the bread, the Es HaBazich, and you organize also the frankincense that goes with it. You didn't do it correctly. You're supposed to do it on Friday and organize it for Shabbos. Bake it and, you know, get it ready on Friday and put it on the Shabbos. The mitzvah is to massage it on Shabbos. But you did it. You know when you did it? La'achrish, you did it on Mitzvah Shabbos. A whole week before. What happens now? The heck did
it. Putting it on the shulchan?
You did everything on Matzoy Shabbos. You forgot. Everything. You know, the transfer, you might take it off. That's not the relevant part. The new chalas, when you put it on, you organize it on Matzoy Shabbos. The heck did Shabbos. The following Shabbos, you went ahead and you roasted the frank incense. Psula, it is possible. Why? Because it needs to be two Shabbosim on the table. The Shabbos that you organize it and the Shabbos that you remove it. And it didn't happen. So Kate said, Yasa, what happened? You did Matzoy Shabbos. What do you do now? Leave it on the table two Shabbos and leave it to the next Shabbos and the following Shabbos. If it's too long on the table, maybe it's lina, it becomes possible, but overnight it's supposed to be the Shabbos, but the Shabbos you put it a week before, maybe it gets possible in between. It doesn't matter. So it comes out that the thing is sitting on the table for almost 15 days rather than the 8 days it's supposed to be. It's almost 15 days. Now the question is, why aren't we guys?
The whole thing of the lechem aponim is the mishmaros, who takes what.
Kohen doesn't know what they're doing.
So everybody's there. How can you say?
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. So yeah, sometimes we say that they know what they're doing. Sometimes they mess up really bad. Now the question is, why do we allow that? Hosanami, why aren't we say, let's say Gzeidush and Miyamru, people will see what's going on. They'll see that it's been sitting there for the next few days. They'll say, oh, there's no problem with Lina. Mevkidim b'klei shadis, that people think you can put things in a klei shadis a couple of days before you really need it, and they don't realize that there's a problem of Lina. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara will say, "Pnima chutz karamin." This is a difficult one. You're going to ask a question for something that happened internally in the Beis Hamikdash or something that happened externally. Pnim lav kuli alma yadi. Chutz kuli alma yadi. What happens outside, everybody sees. If you're going to say that what's piled on top is going to be used for your own, you're allowed to take it off, people will think, oh, klei shara is not makadosh. But what happens, look upon him, it's only that kind, they know what they're doing. So the obvious question, if they know what they're doing, why would they put it on Mitzvah Shabbos? So some things they do know and some things they don't know. How do you work out what they do know, what they don't know? I don't know.
Anisha said that we start taller than just getting this week's
a week early.
No, because what seems what happened here that the last week was removed on Shabbos itself.
Yeah.
But then the Shulchan stayed empty till Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, no, but Kainim was the reason, they know what they're doing. As Rashi says, Kainim is the reason. But Lekel Migs, there's no point in making Zedas. Yeah, they're the ones that messed up. They're the ones that put the challah, on the table on top. The top Rashi. Anyway, Tanhasman looked over there. Mois and Nesachim. Look over there. If you have leftover Nesachim, Leketzim is Bech. You take. In other words, what do you do with the heaps? The pile that you have on top, the extra. What do you do with that? You don't need it for this. It's more than Nesarin. They take it off, scoop it off, and then they aggregate. They would sell, and with that money, they would buy kabanas to fill the top of the Mizbech. My mois and Nesachim, how do you get to this? What leftovers of Nesachim they're talking about? It's Beirutz and Midas. Exactly what we're talking about here. The excess of the Midas, you only use a sudden, you have a little bit extra, which is holy, so you take that and you sell it. What do you call it? You know what we're talking about here? Somebody took upon himself, he made a deal with a Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to buy everything for you, and they gave him money, and they gave him a set price. HaMekabel Olav, he took upon himself the sapik, salsas that he will provide for them, flour and fine, flour ma'arba, for the price of 4 sayin for a dollar, let's say. But what happened was, what happens during the time, for 6 months, let's say, and during that period, Bishalish, it became much more expensive, went up by 25%, and now it's 3 saw for a dollar. Too bad. Yisapik ma'arba, he still has to provide for them like the deal was for. But what happens the other way around? Mishalish, he made up with them 3 saw a dollar, va'omdu ma'arba, and went up to 4. What happened? He made up with them three saw a dollar, and then va'omdu ma'arba, and then suddenly it became very cheap. So can he say, look, I made up with you 3, take your 3, and I'll keep the extra 1. Misapik ma'arba, he still has to give them from 4. Shiyad hegdish alyun, hegdish always wins. Tanya kavos ed rabchia. So now what we have a situation is we have the hegdish is getting more. They bought from him, let's say, look, we're giving you $100, we want 3 saw per dollar over the 6 months. Now suddenly the price went down, it's 4 saw per dollar. He's getting an extra saw every single day, whatever, every dollar. You have like 100 extra saw. Hegdish takes that and sells it and makes the money. That's the excess in the sachem we're talking about. It says the Gemara, Nesachim refers to Mincha and to the wine. It says the Gemara, Tani was Rabbi Chiba, but look, Rabbi Chiba Yosef. Now what? That the excess was the Beirutzi, that's above the cup. But Tani was Rabbi Yechiv, and this is the excess. Tani was Rabbi Chiba Yosef. Beirutzi mean a lot of Mal Yosef, man. What do you do with all this excess that's sticking out above the cup? If there's another carbon there waiting, then use it with that. And if you leave it overnight, Yivshul Belim becomes possible by leaving it overnight because it became Kodesh. And what do you do? But you have no other kabbanis. Then what you do is you use it to keep the mizbeach busy. The kayitze mahu. What do you do with this? What kind of kayitze is it? Oilus habasa. Oilus. You make it like an oiler. Habasa. You know, you sell it, you buy animals. Habasa. The meat of that carbon goes to the oiler. And the l'shem, for the ebishter. And the oilus, the koinim. The skin goes to the koinim. We would have thought that in this case, the hide doesn't go to the koinim. All of it goes to the ebishter. Because since it's only there for the mizbeach, to keep the mizbeach occupied, they don't want the mizbeach to lie there doing nothing. It should always look busy. It's not respectful if it's idle, do nothing. So therefore, we thought it all goes back. Marshall, no. Tani was Rabbi Yechon HaMekabel, Zabishal, but he took upon himself to take 4 saw and a dollar bomb to Mishalosh himself. And then suddenly the price went up and it went to 3. Misapping Ma'ar, but he too bad. He's bound by 4. Mishalosh, but 3 bomb to Ma'ar, but Misapping Ma'ar before. She had Hegdishal, he always wins. Vizel Shanin, we learned. Moisen Nesachim, the Ketzim is Bech. That's what we learned, that the leftover Nesachim is to keep them Mizbech busy. Says the Mishnah. Say you'll be picked up by
Texas. Say you'll
be picked up by... No. Actually, my flight was just delayed by half an hour. Which is actually no good, because now I'm going to miss my connection, and I'm only going there to be the Shabbos. I don't know, now I'm all worried, but thanks for reminding me. Anyway. Sorry?
You can always stay home.
I could, but it's not a plan. It's not part of the plan. Second one of Aitel, called Kabbonis Atiba Vayachid, all the Kabbonis of the community and the Yachid to Union and Sachim. Every carbon requires in the Sachim, which is a mincha and the wine and everything else, it requires it, chutz, except in Abchayt. Mandatory Kabbonis, like a firstborn that you have to bring up, or a Maisa, that you give the Maisa Behemoth, or a Pesach Korban Pesach. These are all mandatory Kabbonis, and they don't require an Sachim. The Achatas and a carbon Chatas, the Ha'osham, and your Chatas and Osham also don't require it. Ella. There are exceptions. Chatos shel metzera, which we learned before, the chatos of carbon of a metzera. Their chatos is different, and the osham of a metzera. We learned yesterday that the osham of a metzera requires a sachem. That's what we said. If you know the osham, if you reject the shaloi l'shma, you still have to bring the sachem up to union the sachem. Now the Gemara explains. Let me learn. It says in the pasuk, "Va'asisem ishal Hashem." You should make a fire to Hashem. And what Yochel, I would have thought, kol ha'oil l'ishim. Anything that goes on his beach, yeton the sachem requires the sachem. It talks there about Nesachim, and it says you should burn this on the Mizbeach, and it mentions a whole bunch of conditions, Kabbanis, we'll soon go through them, and then you get a Nesachim. I would have thought, bring them all. I feel a Mincha, even a Kar Mincha maybe needs another Mincha with it as Nesachim. Talmud Leimer, it says a Pasig, Oile Oizevach. It says Oile Oizevach. So that tells us that it says Oile. It says in Pasuk Zevach. Zevach broadens the range, including also a Karmish Shlamim requires a Sachim. Toidim and Nine, how do you know a Toida? Now sometimes we say that a Toida is called a Shlamim, and sometimes, like here in the Gemara, I'm not sure why, Tamil Lamer, we bring Oi Zevach. There's an extra Oi to teach you also a Toida. Not sure why we need to bring the oy for the toida when toida we learned before it says toida shelech shleimav. We say shleimav includes toida; it's always included. Anyway, Yochel, I would have thought shani marbe that we include av bechayir umaisa pesach. Now that you broadened it, maybe you include also all these mandatory kabbanis. Vechatas v'ashem also yisham esachet hamaleim. It says in pasuk, it says oyla oizevach lefale neder oven adavet to fulfill. Sorry. Ah, okay, good. Lefale neder oibin adava. What do you call it? Lefale neder oibin adava. If you expressed a neder or an adava, and it was a voluntary carbon, those are the ones you bring in the sachim. He said, therefore, we know that a chatas and a asham, a pchor and maisa, they're not voluntary, therefore, you don't bring the sachim. Bob and neder and adava, ton a sachim. Shein a bob and adava, ain't ton a sachim. Mashma. So lahoitzias elu, since it comes to exclude all of these, which are chatas and all these mandatory ones, nu oitzias chayvus abayis macharegos. Any mandatory carbon I should exclude, even let's say those kabbanas that come because of yomtiv, beregel or myni on yomtiv myni. For example, oilus riyah v'shamichagiga. You bring a carbon oilu is called riyah when you go to visit Beis Hamikdash. You have to bring with you an oilu, an oilus riyah, and you also have to bring a shamichagiga for yomtiv. So maybe they're excluded because they're mandatory kabbanas. Tamar Leimer, it says in the Pasuk Len, Oy b'moyadechem, that's what you bring in Yom Tov. So therefore, Yom Tov is an exception. That even the mandatory kabbanas also require a sachem. Nu, but on Yom Tov you also bring a chatas. Remember to atone for those people who walk in the base of Midrash not realizing they were tamei. So we don't make yachid tzibur. And Yom Tov, all the other kabbanas Yom Tov also tzibur. Some of them. Nu avi, I should also bring seide chatas. I should also bring then the goat of a chatas. That's a bron yomtiv, and maybe that also should have the sachim. Therefore, it comes to tell you. It says the pasuk. The next pasuk, v'chi sase. If you particularly v'chi sase ben bakar, if you do a ben bakar cattle. The chayda, why did this? I say cattle? You already said oila zevach. You already included all the kabbanis. Why did you add ben bakar? Ben bakar bechalal is included. V'lam yotza. Why did you go out? La hakish olav to compare to it. Ma ben bakar miyuchad. Ben bakar is he singled out? Bob and Nedim and Adove. What's so special about ben bakar that it can be brought up as a voluntary carbon? I've called Bob and Nedim and Adove. Anything you brought up as a voluntary carbon is included. Then it says the pasuk Las says Reach Nechayich LaShem. This will make the Eibush happy. Minah Bokar. Then it says Minah Bokar Minah Tzayim from the cattle of the sheep. Mat tamale mudak mam teacher. If Shemayim says oila, it says oila. Shemayim, yeah, we know. I feel oila so even mashma. I know that even oila so even is included. Tamale me comes to teach you. Min habokar min atzayin. Divrei Rabbi Yeshaya. Why do you have to then say min habokar min atzayin? Because it says oila. I would have thought even a bird is included. So that's why it spells out min habokar min atzayin to tell you no, the birds are not included. Divrei Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a pasuk to tell you birds are not included. And it says Zevach. It says it before oila oy zevach. And va'oif ain't a zevach. Everyone knows that a bird is not a behemah. Zevach is ruyishach. A bird they do malika. It's not included. Im came matam aloyim min abokar min atzayin. So why is it saying that the pasuk if you bring a carbon abokar min atzayin? It says min abokar min atzayin. In the end of the first pasuk, it says, "No, Hashem in Abakum." I say, "Why spell that out?" Vishenemar, we have a pasuk. Adam ki yakrim mikem karmel Hashem min abehema min Abakum min atzayin. Yochal would have thought it says min Abakum umin atzayin. You know what you would have thought? That every time you bring a carbon oil, a volunteer carbon oil, Hashem bring a cow and a sheep because it says min Abakum umin atzayin. Yochal haim beradi olai oil yavi mishten giri bro tamalema. That's why it says in the other pasuk min Abakum oy min atzayin. You don't have to bring both. It's either or. Rotsa echad, maybe. Rotsa shnai, maybe. It's up to you. Pedig Maris, no, Rabbi Yonis is telling us, had it not been for the fact that we had a pasuk bokar oitzain, I would have thought that when it says minabokar, it says in the pasuk, minabokar uminatzain, the vav makes mean it has to be both. And that's very difficult because Rabbi Yonis is one of the holes that vav does not mean both. Vav means or. Where do you see that? By Mekal Lov Ima, Rabbi Yonis Salam Likroni the pasuk, didn't he say, ad chi yiflucha hakosav yachdav? It says in the pasuk that when you curse your father and your mother. Rabbi Yeshaya, we'll soon see. Rabbi Yeshaya learns that we would have thought you have to curse both before you're liable. It says, Aviv ve'ima. Rabbi Yehuda says, Vaviv ve'ima means your father or your mother, either one. So what do we see that by him, Vav means or. So when the pasuk says, Min habakar umin atzayin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would it mean? How would you read it? From the cattle or. So why do you need another pasuk? He says, oh, you need a pasuk min habakar umin atzayin to make sure that you don't make that mistake and bring both. Why would you think you bring both? So as the Gemara, Ha'amad does Rabbi Yehuda say, Achiyif l'cha kosev yachta. The only time we say you need both of the Torah clearly says you need both. It's not. By Bokar Tzayin is different. Sagan number thought, how you look see. Since the pasuk says, Umin Hatzayin, it says, Min HaBokar, Umin Hatzayin. Commanded Kasiv Yachadami. It's as if it's written, they should do them both together. It says, Bokar Hatzayin. It could have said, Min Hatzayin. Why the Umin Hatzayin? It said, Min HaBokar, Min Hatzayin. That's it. What's the U? It's as if it's trying to tell you, you've got to do it together. Ail Cheba Avim, it says, Vavi V'imai. There you have no choice. Father, mother, couldn't say Avi Imai. You had to say V'imai. You needed that juxtaposition. So therefore, you need that, what do you call it? It's called in English. When your conjunctional thing. So when you join, you had no choice. You had to say and. But over here, it didn't have to say and. It could have said Min HaBokar Min HaTzayin, and that's perfectly all right. Why say U? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, we would have thought you have to bring both. That's when you know the pasuk, you have to separate it. U Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need a pasuk. He should need a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, Amru says, I forgot the likes of Yachta. Even doesn't say the word Yachta, it doesn't spell out together. Commanded because of Yachta, as if together. Avivim means together. So the Chayim and Abakar, the means together. He needs Min HaBakar, Oy Min HaTzayin to separate them. How can he use it for another drush altogether? He needs a pasuk. Not because it said haksi. There's another pasuk where it says im oila karbonai, and there it says min habaka. Doesn't mention anything else. And then another pasuk says im min hatzoin karbonai. Clearly, you have two separate pasukim: one for baka, one for tzoin. Telling you they're separate. Why Rabbi Yehuda hold you need a pasuk in a baka and a tzoin? It's clearly from those two pasukim that they're separated. Name. Sani, suddenly I would have thought, Hani mili mefarish. When they separate, if I clearly said, I am only bringing a cattle, or I'm only bringing a sheep, or I'm bringing them separately. Avo b'stam, if his stam says, okay, I'm bringing a carbon from cattle and sheep. Laisim etavaya, maybe he should still bring from both. Kamashalon, that's why you need it. We'll stop here. And now it's that's a tell you. Okay.